It is 3 p.m. here in Brooklyn, New York, and you are tuned in to another episode of Mood Indigo Live right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is DJ Susie, and until 5 p.m. this evening, I will be in the studio spinning some tracks to curate your mood on this fine spring afternoon. You know, we've been teased with the impending rain all day here, and, you know, I've yet to see it, and maybe it'll just pass on by. Wouldn't that be great? But anyway, today we are going to listen to some songs that are pretty upbeat and overall relatively happy, I would say. Definitely some good mood, good feeling music. There's no doubt in my mind that your toes will be tapping to these songs. So don't forget to stretch. You know, we gotta stretch it out. We gotta keep, you know, things limber and loosey-goosey. And that's what this mix is for today. So I really hope that you enjoy all the songs that are coming straight to your eardrums right now. This show is titled Pop Life, and the Jellies are going to open up this first set with their track Jive Baby on a Saturday night. Here we go. I'll see you on the other side. You are listening to Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn. Here are the Jellies. If you are just now tuning in, you are listening to Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn. And this here is the Pop Life Mix. And I'll let you know the songs that opened up the show. So kicking us off was the song Jive Baby on a Saturday Night by The Jellies. And that song was originally released in 1980. And The Jellies are from the UK, and that vinyl is so insanely rare and so insanely expensive, according to the internet. So if you're one of those people out there who has your paws on The Jellies' Jive Baby on a Saturday Night LP, cling on to that. Or sell it, you know, either way. But love that track. Definitely got me grooving here in the studio. After that, we listened to Biba Doobie with her new single, Last Day on Earth, which just makes me feel so good. Biba Doobie is a Filipino-British artist. She lives in London now, and she's been putting out music on the Dirty Hit label. And that song, specifically, was produced by Maddie Healy of the 1975. And if you are a 1975 fan, you can feel Maddie Healy all over that song. And I love it. I eat it up. After that, we listened to a song from Momoko Kikuchi. And that song, it's going to be difficult for me to pronounce the name of the song. So the translation of it is My Eternal. So we'll leave it at that. But the song is so, so, so good. It definitely is a feel-good song. The whole album is just beautiful city pop airing from Japan in the 1980s. That album was released in 1986 and is the fifth release from Momoko. And it's just such easy listening. It feels so good. You want to drive to it and look at the sunset. It's just shimmery and gorgeous. Following that was the song I Guess I'm Just a Little Too Sensitive by Orange Juice, and that's from their album The Orange Juice, which was released in 1984 and is the fourth and final release from the Scottish group. Edwin Collins is the vocalist of Orange Juice, and he went on to have a pretty good solo career, and I just love his voice and love what Orange Juice did for pop music and what they were doing with pop music in the 80s. It's just fun. It's just fun. And then lastly, we listened to another super fun track from Fleetwood Mac titled You and I Part 2, and that's from their impeccable album Tango in the Night, which was released in 1987 and is the 14th release from Fleetwood Mac. And honestly, I feel like I've been playing a lot of songs from Tango in the Night recently, but it's just been an album that's been hitting my brain recently. I don't know what it's been hitting, but it's been hitting for me. But okay, let's keep listening to music. I want to go into this next set starting off with a song that inspired this show, which is Prince's Pop Life. Looks like the rain did come here in Brooklyn, and that's okay. You know, we can still dance in the rain. We can still have a great day, even with a little sprinkle happening, so let's do that in this next set of songs. I'm really excited to play them all for you. So here we go. This is Pop Life from Prince and the Revolution. You are listening to Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Underneath this current mood. Here I am, easy please. Here I am, okay with it. Here I am, laying on a
You are just tuning into the show. You are listening to Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is the Pop Life Mix, and I'll let you know the tunes we just listened to together. Starting off this last set was Prince himself with the song Pop Life, which this mix was inspired by. And that is a song by Prince and The Revolution. It's from the album Around the World in a Day, which was released in 1985. It's Prince's 7th album. And it's the first release after Purple Rain. So it was definitely, you know, a quieter release than Purple Rain, but that album is just so, so huge. And I think that this record is just as powerful. It's just in a more subdued way. I mean, I think Pop Life is an amazing song. It's like candy to me. I can't stop listening to it. And that's what this whole mix today is about, kind of. After that, we listened to the song Dirty Disco from Section 25, and that's from the debut album of theirs, which is called Always Now. It was released in 1981, and Section 25 is really Martin Hannett, who is the producer of both Joy Division albums, so you can kind of feel his energy. I mean, it definitely translates into Joy Division, and it's so good. I feel like Section 25 is slightly more dancey and a little more willing to lean into that rather than just be post-punky, and I respect it, and I love that song so much. It seems as though it could have been made or released today as well, which is always a fun thing. Following that song was Forgive Me Not by the artist Kiss of the Whip from their record New Lows, which was released in 2019. And Kiss of the Whip is an artist hailing from Baltimore, Maryland. And you know, I gotta say, I got a soft spot for 80s synth post-punk worship music like that. I mean, deep voice, catchy beat, I'm there for ya. And I think that's a pretty good song. I enjoy it. I had a great time. I hope you dug it too. Following that was the quick little number from OK Kaya titled Mother Nature's Bitch from her album Watch This Liquid Pour Itself, which she released early last year in 2020. And I gotta say, I love that whole record so much. It's so, so incredible. It's funny, it's silly, and it's very personal and emotional, and just a great listen, really. And especially for women, I feel like it's an album that we can feel very close to, very attached to, and relate to it really well. And it's also just so smart. Like, her musical talent is crazy, and it's unlike anything I have heard before. So I dig it a lot. And then lastly, we listened to Strawberry Switchblade with their song Another Day off of their album Strawberry Switchblade, which is their only full-length record, and it was released in 1985. And Strawberry Switchblade are a Scottish group made up of all women, which is so tight. And I gotta say, I feel like they were doing the hyperpop of their era. They were just shoving that twinkle and beat into your eardrums so, so hard, but in a sweet way. It's like a sugar rush straight to the ears. And once again, I love it. So we are creeping into this next and last hour of the show. I can't really believe it. I feel like there's so many more tunes I want to play. But before we do that, I do want to say that Radio Free Brooklyn is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So if you got some dollar bills laying around, or, you know, 20s, whatever you got, we do accept donations, and they are tax-deductible donations, so we can keep the lights on, we can keep the music pumping, and the show's flowing. So if you'd like to donate, you can find out how on radiofreebrooklyn.org. Also, we have a newsletter, which you can sign up for as well on radiofreebrooklyn.org. Really just hit up the website and get all the goods right there. And you can also download our app through the website, or you can go to the App Store, which you all know how to hit that up, or the Google Play Store, and search Radio Free Brooklyn. And from there, you can download the app and have us in your pocket. Ooh, excuse me, I hit the mic there. Have us in your pocket, just right there, all the time, in your second brain. But okay, let's hit up this next set. I want to start with a song from Liquid Liquid. It's titled Optimo. You are listening to Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is the Pop Life Mix. And here's that Liquid Liquid song. Thank you.
pleasure and pain. No loss, no gain. Pleasure and pain. Again and again. Pleasure and pain.
Making up.
are tuned into Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn. And I'll let you know, the tracks we just heard in that set. We started off with a song from Liquid Liquid titled Optimo, and that is from the compilation album Slip In and Out of Phenomenon, which was released in 2008, but Liquid Liquid were making music back in the 1980s. They were around from 1980 to 1983, and they were part of the New York City no-wave scene, kind of no-wave dancey scene, and boy, are they the coolest. I feel like that realm of music was so ahead of its time, and definitely something that, I mean, musicians now are kind of making music that emulates that sound, and it's cool to look back and see that this is a sound and a vibe that people have been trying to capture for a while now. So shouts out to Liquid Liquid. Following that was The Chameleons and their song Pleasure and Pain off of their album Script of the Bridge, which was released in 1983 and is the debut album from the British group. And The Chameleons definitely have like a cult following. I feel like anyone I know who has heard of The Chameleons is like a huge fan of The Chameleons. And I mean, I get it. They're so amazing, and that album is so good. And their following album is also really, really amazing. Strange Times? Strange Times. I think it's called Strange Times. But each of those albums, Script of the Bridge and Strange Times, are so amazing. The songs are intricate, and they go more than one place, and they evolve in really cool ways, and it's definitely worth a listen. And following that, we heard from Cindy and her song Must Be Lucky off of the album Angel Touch from 1990. And that is another Japanese artist, and she was also part of the city pop movement that was happening in Japan in the 70s and 80s. And Cindy did an amazing job on that song and on that whole album, kind of emulating fellow pop queens like Janet Jackson and Paula Abdul, and really it's just pure early 90s, late 80s pop music, like in all the sounds that are used, like that it sounds, that I don't know how to describe it, but it's like a hammer hitting steel, like that sound I feel like is always featured in that era of music, and it sounds great to me. I mean, makes my eardrums dance, so I'm cool with that. Following that song was Shock Corridor with the track Iceberg, and that's from their EP Experiments in Incest from 1982. And Shock Corridor, so freaking sick. I mean, they're part of that kind of Batcave era in the UK and Manchester in the 80s, and it's goth, but it's dancey, and it's weird, but it feels good, and it's kind of like sour candy, I suppose. It's not as sugary sweet, but it's definitely got a groove, and you can't get enough of it, but it's just has that darker edge to it. And they've had this EP re-released through Dark Entries, which is really cool. And also, the next band we listened to after that, Lives of Angels, we heard the song Ascension from them, their album Elevator to Eden, which was originally released in 1983 and is their debut record, also had that album re-released through Dark Entries Records. Dark Entries is always doing the coolest shit with goth and dark wave music, and really helping spread the word on some bands who kind of got lost in the web. But Lives of Angels is made up of a couple. It's really Gerald O'Connell's brainchild, but his wife, Catherine, is featured heavily on the album, and it's such a good record. I highly recommend, if you need something to listen to, tune in to Elevator to Eden. But all right, we took a little gothy turn there in that last set, but we're going to turn away from that with this next set, I believe. I think we're going to get a little more modern here for you. And I do want to say, before we listen to these next few songs, that Mood Indigo does have a website. If you like what you're listening to and want to hear more from me and this show, you can go to moodindigo.live. That's moodindigo.live. And there, all my previous shows are listed for your listening pleasure. This is my 127th show, so really chipping away at that next 100 episodes. So if you want to hear any of the other mixes I've made in the past, you can by going to that website. The track lists are there for you to explore the artists and the songs that I've played, because it's fun to do a deep dive on an artist and get lost in them on the internet, which is all I ever do, and why this show exists, really, is because I just love music. And if you also love music and love listening to things that aren't conventional or just a little, you know, under the radar or whatever, you can go there and start searching. I mean, the internet is an amazing place for music. It's insane that we can literally listen to nearly every recorded work ever through the computer. I mean, obviously not every, but a lot. So it's pretty incredible that we're living in this era and time of history where we can do that and experience so much sonic pleasure. So yeah, go to my website, moodindigo.live. But let's get into this next set here. The song opening up this collection of tunes is from Off the Meds, and the song is titled Voice of Meds. And I love this record so much. So much. And here we go with that song. You are listening to Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn. And I hope you stick around for the rest of the show. We got about 30 minutes left. But all right, this is Voice of Meds.
Time. all the time, you overtime. Party time, you overtime. Buying drinks, you overtime. After party, you overtime. Getting cabs, you overtime. Swiper, swiper, you overtime. Spending cash, you overtime. Every time, you overtime. All the time, you overtime. Every time, you overtime. Sonky's got, he overtime. Sonky's got the wash. Cinderella boy, Sibuzi punch. Sonky's got the wash. Cinderella girl, Sibuzi punch. Sonky's got, he overtime. Sonky's cat, he overtime. Sonky's cat, he wash. Cinderella boy, he boozy punch. Sonky's cat, he wash. Cinderella again, he boozy punch. Sonky's cat, he overtime. Sonky's cat, he wash. He overtime. Cinderella boy, he boozy punch. He overtime. Sonky's cat, he wash. He overtime. Cinderella again. Boozy punch, Sonky's cat, he overtime.
Thank you. much shy to say even when it's wrong. But what's keeping me from holding on? I'll be thinking of you even when you're gone. But what's keeping me from holding on?
Thank you.
You are tuned into Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is the Pop Life Mix, and I'll let you know the tracks we just listened to in this last set. So Off the Meds started us off with their song Voice of Meds, which is from the album that was released in 2020 last year. It is such an incredible record. Absolutely check it out. It's this trio of DJs along with Kamohelo Koarpi, and I probably butchered his name so hard, but he's the vocalist and he's so good. It's insane, that record. Absolutely tune into that. Following that, we listened to the song Holding On by Terza from her album Devotion, which was released in 2018 and is her debut full-length album. Another amazing, amazing record to check out. It's interesting and unique and diverse and really great. Mr. Twin Sister followed that with their song Power of Two, and that's from a small EP they released in 2018. Mr. Twin Sister are from right here in New York City, so always love that. And then lastly, we listened to Earth Boys with their song Canal Street Blues, off of their 2019 release Mythic Music. And Earth Boys are also from here in Brooklyn, New York. They are super great. That whole album is really, really fun. It takes a few different tempos. There's some dancey moments, and then there's some more, you know, relaxing numbers on that album as well. So we're winding down here. It's about the end of the show, and there's only, you know, a few more songs I want to play. But before I play those songs, I do want to mention that today is Trans Visibility Day, and that is something that we need to keep in the forefront of our minds, and just be kind and aware that trans people exist. And for a lot of younger folks, I feel like we are completely, you know, aware of gender's soul crushing. I mean, in modern society, gender is so, I mean, defined. And I feel like it's just been years and years of these social constructs just hammered into normalcy, when really gender is just that, a social construct. It's something made up. It's not anything that has, you know, it's not something, it's made by society. It's made by man. So let people identify and represent themselves and be whatever they want to be. It doesn't matter to anyone else how someone else wants to represent themselves and present themselves to the world. And that's something that it's so annoying that people feel like they need to control someone else's expression and self and identity. But alas, you know, that's something that happens all too often. So we need to continue to fight for the rights of trans people, trans kids, trans adults, everyone, because they have a right to healthcare, and just like everyone else. And it's a battle that is definitely still going on, and it's absolutely something that we need to continue fighting for and staying aware of and keeping in our minds and our hearts, because we just need some freaking love in this world, honestly. And that's something that is not always the source of power, unfortunately, in society. There's so much hate, and you know, when people don't understand things, they just, I feel like a lot of times the result is anger, because it's hard to understand. But we need to act in compassion and love, and yeah. So that's my rant on Trans Visibility Day. Just wanted to take a moment to mention that. But we are, like I said earlier, winding down here. This mix has been really fun. I feel like we've gone a few different routes of pop. We've heard the goth, we've heard the 80s and the 90s and the post-punk pop and the shimmer pop and the jazzy, dancey pop. And I want to end the show. Also, I feel like I've been making so much noise this whole time. I don't know why I'm a bull in a china shop today, so sorry for that. But anyway, this last song is such an insane cool dance number. It takes you a lot of different places, so I really hope that you are ready to get your boogie shoes on and really just freaking tear up the carpet, you know? Evacuate the dance floor. Whatever else, whatever other catchy phrase you want to say. Cut a rug. Did I say cut the carpet? Cut a rug. God damn it. But anyway, this song will make you cut a carpet for sure. It's called Find Your Way Home by Octo Octa. But before we listen to that, I want to say thank you for listening. And I'll be here in the studio next week. Same time, same place, playing some more music for you and curating your mood and giving you a fun little moment on your Wednesday afternoon. All the bed music today has been Larry Heard and his album Ice Castles. Head on over to moodindigo.live if you want more content. Thank you so much for listening again. This has been Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm DJ Susie. Here's Octo Octa with Find Your Way Home. I'll see you next week.
local time.